this incredible subprime mortgage crisis, which is now more than that. It's leaking into every sector in the economy. And it just seems like it popped up on us, even though it was there, it was growing, festering for a long, long time.
Well, you know, if folks get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and by the way, it's free on Google Video.
Free?
Yeah, it's free.
All right.
Folks can go to Google Video in the next few days and watch it there, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's quality film shot in high def. They will see a film that we started producing in 2006 with interviews with Daniel Estulin and Jim Tucker after they had just debriefed their sources from inside the hotel where Bilderberg was meeting that day. And I come up to him with a camera and I say, "What's the hottest news? What's the intel?" And then I went back to my hotel room and was on your show.
Right, right. And I remember that.
And they said, well, and this is before anybody had heard of subprime. This is when they said everything was wonderful. I'm not trying to toot our horn here, but this is just one example of how everything we talk about is documented, is vetted. I mean, I'm neurotic about it. And I didn't just believe Estulin or Tucker. Year after year, whatever information they get from their sources, and it's not just people in the hotel who they get there a week before, talk to them, tell them, hey, these are corrupt people, tell us what they're talking about while you're serving them tea and crumpets. It's also CIA, it's also Mossad, it's also people who are within the intelligence community who are guarding them, who are very upset to hear when the Bilderberg Group talks about how they plan to kill 80% of us. I mean, that'll get people inside government and inside corporations to start leaking. And Estulin and Tucker both said the European elite that dominates Bilderberg Group, since SS commander, Prince of the Netherlands, husband of the Queen
Gustav
of the Netherlands.
Was it Prince Gustav?
Well, that's one of them. No, this, of course, I'm having one of those moments. Well,
it doesn't matter. We can't pronounce his name anyway.
It'll pop in my head in just a moment. But the point is that since he founded it, they are planning in the next 2 years, and we said this on air, to artificially go in and pop the, quote, subprime mortgage bubble to then cause a cascade where the credit card bills. They knew that people were mortgaging their houses to get money to pay their other bills. They understood it was a key place in the economy, that if they hamstrung that, it would cause a ripple effect, and that it would then domino from there and bring down markets worldwide. Now, even the Financial Times of London then, 3 months ago, admitted that big central banks and the largest banks stood to gain by this, and they admitted that they were helping to grease the skids for it. So here is a direct evidence where we have the Bilderberg Group saying that they were going to pop the subprime mortgage to cause this to start unraveling so they can come in and then use the government regulators that they put in positions of power. And by the way, it was the same people that run the Bilderberg Group back in the 90s that changed the rules where now they just don't have fractional reserve banking, where a bank can loan out 10 times what it actually has in deposits, but they can basically loan out unlimited amounts, and where the banks themselves could certify corporate paper. That is the bundling.
Was this a trick, though, Alex? Was this a setup? Was this, let's let all these banks and mortgage companies make these loans so available to people because we know we're going to get them. We're going to get them later. And so somebody would buy a $500,000 home with no income verification, and there's no way they could afford it. But they kept the interest rate so low for the first few years, they could afford it. They thought they were, on the top of the mountain. And then all of a sudden, those interest rates went from 2.5% on those low arms
to 8%.
To 8, and they couldn't afford it. They went under. They're foreclosed. Yeah. Was this a plan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is that the Bilderberg Group, and who makes up the Bilderberg Group? The heads of N.M. Rothschild, the heads of Chase Manhattan Citibank, the heads of all the largest
and
private
people
banks.
People we might not even know.
Absolutely. But if you go to Bilderberg, and we got video of all of this royalty, Queen Beatrix, the daughter of the founder of Bilderberg, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands.
Bernhard.
And there they all are. There's Governor Pataki coming out with Rockefeller and helping him into the armored Suburban. They, in the 90s, openly went to the IMF, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve, all the different central banks that these private families literally own, and they said, take the restrictions off in the early 1990s. They took the restrictions off, and it's just like this. When I was a poor college student and couldn't pay my bills, I got credit cards in the mail every week. Now that I'm not in, you know, bad debt and I make a little bit of money, I get a credit card maybe once a month in the mail.
And then they deny you when you want it. Right?
Exactly. In fact, I had one card because I always paid it off. They canceled it and said, you're not the type of customer we want. We want somebody who is in debt. So, yeah, that's a microcosm of it. So to boil it down, they created the climate. You know, they're blaming people that didn't have a good job or didn't have any credit who went and got these loans. And certainly they're the suckers. That's like a sucker who buys crack cocaine from a crack dealer. Yeah, they're to blame, but the crack dealer is more to blame. And so they created the financial atmosphere where this could happen. They created the financial climate where this could happen. Just like loan sharks, they got everybody way out extended on the credit cards, 25-30%. That's now coming due compounded. And they openly stated in Bilderberg Group meeting in 2005, 2006, and 2007 that they were forcibly popping this, and then suddenly you saw the media, the dominant media that they own and control, the big international corporate media saying, subprime's going to pop, subprime's bad, they've got to stop. And then those big central banks that create credit out of nothing, that issue liquidity out of nothing, that control the treasuries, that literally print the money, they then, just like they did on the margin call, but in slow motion from 1929, they just cut off the money about 5 months ago, and that was in the news. The big banks just cut off the money and wouldn't buy the subprime paper, the corporate paper, anymore from the medium and small banks. Now they're going to consolidate, blow all those out. The government's going to come in, quote, aiding people with $600 a piece, a paltry sum. And then on top of it, the central bank here in the United States, the privately owned Federal Reserve, they now have first had a 25 basis point now earlier this week on Monday or Tuesday. They had a 75 point basis cut. What does that do? The dollar's already down by 60 plus percent from the opening of the euro's value in 2000. Now that they come out and do that and cut interest rates again, the dollar goes down even more. And so it takes more of those devalued dollars to buy those same stocks. So the illusion of the stock market, you know, staying stable at about 12,000 holds, but they're actually destroying the basis of the dollar as the world reserve currency. We don't really make anything in this country anymore. We don't really have anything anymore of substance through globalism, which they engineered. They've offshored it all. Now they have us right where they want us, and they are destroying the dollar while giving us the illusion of a stock market that's up, and it's all by design. It's all engineered.